is where they started grading their roads. Okay, many times they could grade the road right from Lukung up to Parapadwanya. Okay, with the intentions of establishing their barracks there. You see, we preempted this information, so we decided to go early enough because this is our land. The only disputed area, according to them, which we in South Sudan, especially in Pajok, we say it is encroachment, but for them they say it is disputed. Okay, it is from the checkpoint, the security road which they made during the LRA activities in northern Uganda. Now they have taken it to be as part of their land. Okay, but we are saying the border is at the Limu. Let them go the other side of the Limu, but they don't want to accept that.
I understand there's been a violent confrontation. And
that's
then
correct.
Can you tell me exactly what happened? What was that violent confrontation
okay.
today?
On the 31st, when we established the checkpoint there, we constructed three buildings for the checkpoint to be operated there. Because the checkpoint from Pugaya, it is inside the community. We decided to take it closer to theirs, because this land is not disputed, and therefore these are our areas. On the 31st, when we took this, the soldiers came warning us not to do that, because this is their area. Okay? They started warning us. On the first of this month, the RDC came, the RDC LC5, Chief Division Commander, plus LC3, and four of the army personnel, they came, they entered in the bush, almost threatening us, and they wanted to cause havoc. But we went peacefully. We said, this is our land, and it is not disputed. This is where we are putting our checkpoint. Now, they threatened. They said, we must remove that. If we don't, then they will use any means. Yesterday, that was in the second, they still came. They came with a threat. They started reinforcing their positions in Momoromo. We gave this information to the commissioner. We gave to relevant authorities that these people are preparing. Okay. Then yesterday, on the third yesterday, they came RBC. The same RBC with the team again came. They threatened. They said in front of an executive officer, which was sent by the commissioner of Magu County to go and to come and witness the general situation. And there were seven policemen which were sent on the ground to maintain peace. And these policemen have been with us on the ground. Now, they threatened yesterday in the evening. They said by 6, if the checkpoint is not removed, then they will use any means. They will use an assault. By 6, they did not come. But today, the whole night, the whole of last night, they started reinforcing their positions at the barracks. They made ambush properly, then started an assault by exactly 1 p.m. Then they started an assault on the checkpoint, chased almost all the policemen and the civilians on around the checkpoint, and people ran in disarray. Now, what is now left? There are 6 motorcycles which are left on the ground, plus other 8 personnel which are not there. They're still uncounted for up to now. Okay, then they were using some military weapons like 12 the mortars, the baba, they were shooting at people directly.
Do you know what was the level of damage? Do we know if there were some death cases?
It is hard to assess the situation because you are not allowed to penetrate, because they came up to Parapadwanya. They took control of that position. That's where they wanted to put their barracks, and now they're in full control of it. We don't know exactly now how many people have got casualties or any death case. We don't know. This is the situation now.
Did you report this to the commissioner, the latest development, and what is the commissioner saying?
The assault, immediately we communicated to the commissioner. We communicated to some high military personnel, so we don't know the response until now. Okay? The point here is the Ugandan government now, they are determined by all means to grab the land. that is an invasion of our land.
Why do you think Uganda would like to take that piece of land? What is so unique about that land?
We are told when we were in exile, they were trying to assess what type of minerals are being deposited in this area. As I speak, in our area around Adodi, there is already an exploration. We don't know what type of minerals they are trying to explore. Okay, they have strengthened that position because this area, for sure, there are minerals which it is known by them. They know they want to take it by all costs. They are behind their citizens. In case of anything, you find these people come in, they are facing the community.